It is the Joe and Alex Show. You can follow us, by the way, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram, or call the show anytime, 317-239-1009. Hey, good morning, Radio Now. Who's this?
Hi. Actually, I'd like to stay anonymous, if that's okay, because I don't really, I'm about to tell you guys it's pretty tough. I don't really want people I know to know who it is.
Well, okay. All right, what's going on?
Okay, so I've been listening to your guys' show for a while, and I've heard people make some pretty bold confessions, and it's kind of inspired me to share one of my own, if that's cool.
Yeah.
So this secret could ruin my life, my career, everything, but I've got to get it out. I've been keeping it for 7 years. So I'm 33 years old now. For the past 7 years, I've been faking that I have stage 3 cervical cancer.
Faking?
And, wouldn't you be dead by now?
I feel like I'm getting there. Hear me out. So it started when I genuinely thought I really did have cancer. Like, I was getting ready to go to the doctor's appointment. Like, they thought something might be wrong with me. And I told my coworkers before the appointment that I thought I might have cancer. And I just noticed that everyone was, like, treating me way nicer. Like, they were offering to share their lunches with me. They were offering me rides. They were asking if I was okay. And everyone was just, like, so nice. And before, I felt like no one even noticed me in the office. So when I went to the doctor's appointment and then I found out I didn't actually have cancer, I just like started telling my coworkers that I did because I really liked how they were treating me. And then it just kind of all snowballed from there. Like, I even shaved my head and told them that I was in chemo treatment, that my hair was falling out from chemo. I got a wheelchair, and sometimes I would use the wheelchair at work. I would pretend I was, like, feeling really weak, but I was too poor, like, not to work, so I had to keep going to work. I got some, like, fake pill bottles that I keep on my desk.
Oh, my word.
And I have, like, everyone at work, they have these, like, big calendars. Like, everyone has their own big calendar on their desk.
Mm-hmm.
So I would sometimes, like, put fake chemo appointments on my calendar, and I'd put, like, little tubes in my nose and pretend I was having trouble breathing certain days. And then sometimes, you know, I would take time off work, pretending I was, like, too sick to actually come into work. And
oh, my gosh. I mean, but, like, but how do you keep this up? Like, so you're lying to your family and everybody besides just coworkers, or just coworkers?
Yeah, well, my family, they all live in Indy, but I kind of had to stop talking to them because I feel like they would figure out my secret because they know me a little better, and I didn't want them to, like, out me to everyone else. And plus, with my coworkers, like, when they thought I was all alone because I wasn't really having any family or friends around, my coworkers would actually, like, come over to my house, and they would bring me meals, and they would just spend time with me, and it was really nice, and I really liked the attention I was getting. And I know it's a problem, but it does feel good to have people, like, really checking on me and really caring about me. And
did nobody I'm sorry to interrupt you, but nobody cared about you before? Like, this is,
I don't feel sorry
for you at all right now. I'm really pissed.
I know. Like, people did. I mean, I'm like a middle child, so I feel like, you know, my older brother and, like, my younger sister, they're always getting the attention, and I feel like finally, like, this was, I know it's messed up, but, like, this was my way of getting attention. But I didn't take any money. Like, I didn't do a GoFundMe page.
Okay, that was
going
to be my next question. Are you asking for donations for your fake cancer?
No, I never did that. Like, I didn't, you know, do anything illegal. You know, I've been really careful with that. I'm not taking anybody's money. But I just know, you know, if anyone did find out, I could lose my job, you know? And I don't know, like, maybe the local news would cover it or something. Like, I feel like people would find out about it, and it'd be a big thing. So,
is it illegal to lie about having cancer?
I don't know the legality of it, but I think you should be caught. Like, I get being lonely and sad, but the fact that you've been doing this for, what, 7 years, you said?
Yeah.
That's messed up, and I'm sorry you feel lonely, but, God, have you ever lost somebody to cancer or known somebody that's been diagnosed? That's just,
I know. I mean, I've never had a family member or close friend have cancer, so, like, I know, like, people have. I know it's messed up. I know they'd be really pissed about it.
I'm not angry with you. I think what you're doing is terrible. Honestly, it makes me sad. Like, it genuinely makes me tear up to think that you are so desperate for attention and love in your life. in like you're missing something this deep that you would go to something this extreme. Like, I think you need help. I think there's other things wrong here. I think I but I'm not angry with you.
I can't believe you're not angry. This
if she
girl,
was taking money, I would be angry.
It doesn't matter. She is around this legally. Okay, she may not have collected a dime, Alex, and may not have done a GoFundMe, but people are giving her stuff. They're donating their time. There's still money being transferred in a different way, and that's messed up. And screw the money. Do you know anybody, Alex, that's ever been had a cancer scare or
yes.
diagnosed or died?
Yes.
How does that not make you just your blood boil?
It is.
I have no compassion
awful.
For her.
It's awful, but I think that she needs help. Yeah, I don't know if it's illegal to lie and say. I don't think it is. I feel like that's under free speech. It just makes you a terrible person. I mean, it is disgusting. It's just sad.
So what's your point of calling us then? Just to say that?
Well, yeah, and I mean, do you guys have any advice? Like, what should I do? Like,
stop. Stop today.
You need to stop. But like the other thing is too, like you've been faking this for 7 years. So eventually, if you're supposed to have stage 3 cervical cancer, people are going to start wondering why you haven't died. Like your symptom, you know what I mean? Like you can keep shaving your head, but also I feel like somebody's got to notice. Like, isn't there a difference between how your head looks when it's shaved and when you genuinely don't have hair? Like, I feel like that's got to be like a red flag too. But I think this is going to catch up to you. When the old radio station I worked at years before I worked there, there was a guy who did this. He faked having Lou Gehrig's disease. He faked having ALS.
What a
and he
piece
took,
of crap.
Yeah, it was national news. He had us giving him, our sales department at the radio station, giving him free vacations. They sent him to like the Caribbean and all this stuff because they thought he was dying. And then he never ended up dying. And so people started figuring it out. They were like, why isn't so-and-so dead yet? Because that's weird. And he eventually got caught because he also had gone on our news stations and had asked people to donate money to ALS, and he was keeping it all for himself. And so he's in prison. Like, he's genuinely in prison. Somebody
and
that I know.
Whoever this is, I think you should be in prison.
Well, I haven't taken anyone's money. So, you know, I know I've lied.
Doesn't matter.
Lying isn't really legal, you know? But, I mean, you guys are right. Maybe I should just start looking for a new job or something, and then I could just kind of start over, maybe.
I think that's what you should do. I think you should move out of Indy. I think you got to find another job.
I think you confess to what you've done.
No. She will ruin her life if she confesses it. She's just got to quit.
That's a mistake she's got to live with, Alex. I can't believe you're letting her off the hook like it's not that big of a deal.
It is a big deal, but like I think she also recognizes she has a problem. She goes get therapy, severe, like major therapy and help. She has a way of like starting over clean if she really knows that what she did was wrong and starting over in another city. But if she admits it, her life is over.
Yeah, I can't admit it. There's no way I could do that. But I mean, you're right. Maybe I do need therapy. Maybe I should start doing that and I could apply to new jobs because I just can't. There's no way. Everyone's been so nice to me. There's no way I could.
You don't have kids or a husband or anyone affected by this, correct?
No, I don't.
Okay.
And it has been hard to have relationships too because, you know, I can't really date. You know, I've gone a few dates, but then I just think, well, what am I going to tell this person, you know, because they'll probably meet my coworkers or my family at some point. So
totally.
I haven't really been able to date anybody. So it's ruining that part of my life, too.
All right, Anonymous. Well, I feel like a jerk, but I don't care. I don't feel bad at all
Jeez,
for you.
I've never heard you be this pissed at a caller. You weren't even this pissed at the panhandler who said that they were, like, faking being homeless.
There's one thing to pretend to do that and be homeless, but I guarantee you there's so many people pissed off right now, probably angry and crying, that have lost somebody to some form of cancer and try to get pity or more love.
I feel like you're saying I don't think this is terrible.
I'm not saying
you
don't. I'm not saying you don't, Alex, but this woman, I'm done with her. So thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Sorry. Okay.